Annie Othon.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Emergency. Hello, I'm sorry to ring and it doesn't seem like much of an emergency, but it is a little bit, because I'm at an ice cream van and I've ordered an ice cream there. And the person is basically giving me the ice cream. He's put bits on one side, none on the other. So I've said to him, can you do it properly, please? And he's like, that, no, he's not doing properly. I said, okay, fine then, can I have my money back? You can keep the ice cream. He's saying, refusing to give me my money back, saying that I've got to take it like that. I'm standing at the van with the, and I believe he's missing
right, my okay, it's not really a police matter, it's a civil matter.
So how do I deal with this?
Right, well, you have, if he's self-employed, obviously you, he's the manager or whatever, has to speak to our manager. If not, you need to speak to Citizens Advice Bureau or Trading Standards.
Citizens Advice Bureau or Trading Standards?
Trading Standards, yes.
Yeah, how do I get all of them?
I don't know, it'll be on the internet.
I'm standing outside the van now and obviously I'm not
It's on the internet.
Like
okay, this is a 999 life and death emergency line.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. She starts the call by saying it doesn't seem much like an emergency, but it is a little bit. What do you make of this call? Find it funny? Or do you think she should be fined for wasting police time? 0345 900 5200. Well, understandably, the police are taking this very seriously. Chief Superintendent James Andronoff joins me. Good morning. Thanks very much indeed. It kind of beggars belief, really.
It is amazing, isn't it? We do get quite a few examples of these sorts of calls, and the staff are trained to deal with them very professionally. And I hope that was the case in this call. And what we don't want to do is to discourage people who really ought to be calling 999 from calling us.
I am sure the woman with the row over her ice cream and the number of sprinkles on it is not an exception. Give me some other examples of the most ridiculous calls that you receive at 999.
Well, we do get examples of, there are some of the food-based type examples there. We've had people with pizzas, for example, and the wrong pizza toppings. We get quite
Don't tell me people phone 999 because they've got the wrong pizza topping.
Yeah, we've had examples of those. We've had people who haven't got the passwords to their computers. We've had, and we get a fair few around disputes with things like taxis. So some civil disputes where people are clearly in conflict with somebody else and they want it resolved there and then. So quite a few of those.
Adrian's in Coventry. You're furious over this one, Adrian.
I think it's absolutely outrageous and she ought to be ashamed of herself. I would like her to be, prosecuted and fined to the full extent of the law, because, I mean, who rings 999 for an issue with an ice cream van? It's absolutely incredulous. I don't understand how a person functioning in the real world could possibly think that that was a police emergency. And some of the examples about pizza toppings and stuff, I can't believe this is actually a widespread thing. And in a situation where, the public spending is more than what's coming in, people wasting valuable time of a valuable service like that, it should be fully punished so that people don't do it. It's ridiculous.
Chief Superintendent James Andronoff, you'd love everyone to think like Adrian, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, we would. I've got the greatest sympathy with everything Adrian said. It is a delicate balance for us. We do prosecute in some instances in our extreme cases.
She needs to be prosecuted, in my view. So, I mean, will this be one that's pursued?
Well, we're going to take each case on its merits. In this instance, I think that's the case we're reviewing at the moment. We are going to deal with each case on a case by case basis, and we do.
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully, when you all take a good look at it, you'll come to the righteous decision.
You want a fine, don't you, Adrian?
Yeah, I think she should pay a fine at the very least.
Annie Othon,
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.